The following is an excerpt from Fireside Chat with the Zany Mystic, Lance White, interviewing Simon Parks.
The Fourth Reich is nice and happy living in America in terms of a lot of American ideology was taken from the Third Reich. Indeed, the idea of deep underground bases, DUMs, came from the Nazi Party. The Nazis were, in 1943-44, building lots of underground bases to hide all their loot and treasure and their weapons. And when the American army overran that part of Germany, they were just absolutely astounded at the success of these underground bases, because they'd resisted all the bombing. The flying fortresses had dropped tons and tons of bombs, and it hadn't damaged these bases. And it was that that made the Americans then go on this great big program of building underground bases. So you have a huge connection between German money that had come originally from America to fund that part of the war. Now remember, it was the oil that originally came from the Bush administration that was sent over in tankers that kept the Germans afloat oil-wise. And then in 1941, when that was stopped, that's why Hitler in 1942 attacked Stalingrad and the two oil wells to the side of it, because he was no longer getting oil from America. So the America, as a driving powerhouse to create more wealth, saw a fantastic opportunity with the Third Reich, and you know, it paid off for them.
So they have a huge operation today. You mentioned the Fourth Reich. Are they working on cloning or keeping that bloodline from Hitler and his closest people going alive today, so that they can create a repeat, only a successful one, of what they were attempting to do earlier in the war?
No, that was a dream that Hitler had, because I never accepted the fact that Hitler died in the bunker in 1945, and incidentally, neither did my grandfather. You know, my grandfather was always of the opinion that Hitler was alive and living in South America. When we're talking about bloodlines, it's a bit of confusion here. Many people write on the internet, I'm sure they're good meaning, and they mean well, but they don't fully perhaps have the picture. Bloodline means two things. It doesn't just mean the blood in your veins. Mm. It actually means your soul. If you have a bloodline, then you have a soul. The Illuminati understand quite clearly that souls reincarnate. So your physical body may change and your name may change, but what is really you inside that body is the same. And over many thousands of years, a soul can reincarnate in different bodies. So that is a bloodline. That is something that you follow. And those souls will choose bodies that are most compatible to them. So you might have a rhesus negative blood group. You might have blue eyes. You might have a blonde hair. So your soul will, the soul will attempt to find a body that's most linked to that. So it's not so much about the bloodline with the American stroke, Nazi or German link. This is more of an Illuminati. The Illuminati are more interested in the bloodlines. But the American stroke German link are more about corporations and making money. So that's really where they're about.
So is there any... I've heard rumors that the incarnation process has to do with... has been somewhat corrupted, that it used to be an organic process... And perhaps it never was, but that there is a station on the far side of the moon which handles some kind of reincarnational process that takes souls that are not able to escape the gravity and reassigns them to various bodies on Earth. What is the actual, what do you understand happens to those who are, let's just say a person who is not of the bloodline.
Right. there are, first of all, there are cloning stations here on the Earth. That's a cloning station. There are a number of them. The soul transfer stations that you're alluding to, they're generally off planet because they are of such high technology that they couldn't afford anybody from the non-initiated to stumble upon them. There are a number of soul transfer stations on a number of foreign bodies outside the Earth's atmosphere. Source, God, whatever you want to call it, has always and always will wish to create souls in a divine way. However, there are a number of alien entities who have the technology and the disrespect for the natural law who do direct souls into bodies of their choice. And it's a very common amongst those creatures on the fourth dimension. There is an energetic net that sits over the Earth, and any soul that attempts to go back to source, back to God, back to where it's originally created from, is trapped in that net and then is sent to one of these soul transfer stations and then is sorted. So if it's a soul from a non-elite family, then it will put into storage until such time as it's required and a body is placed for it. If it's an elite person, then they will already have a body lined up, and they will direct that soul to that body. So it's an ongoing business. It has been for quite a while, and it ensures that the elite stay in control because they are only recycling into the high-end side those people that they wish to be in the top ends of corporations, presidents, prime ministers, people who have an effect to make laws or change the course of history on Earth. They want to make sure those people are part of their family. Certainly in the Vatican, they're very, very high up there as well. So it's a very well oiled operation. I don't approve of it, but I have to admit that, you know, that they've really done a good job.
Who's behind that? The maintenance of the secret societies and the souls being chosen for the elite?
Right. If we go back to ancient Egyptian times, we have what we call pharaohs. Originally, a pharaoh was a hybrid, half-human, half-alien being, because as the human population expanded, it became impossible for just a few thousand aliens to control millions and millions and millions of people. So what they decided to do was to give power or devolve local responsibility to those they could trust. So there had been an awful lot of genetic mixing between off-worlders and people on Earth to create these hybrids. So the hybrids were sufficiently alien to have the loyalty to what they saw as were their gods. And they were able then to place these people out into positions of responsibility to manage their own kingdoms. And if we transfer that to the modern day, you have presidents and prime ministers who manage and have responsibility for the people of their country. So it's just that on a larger scale. And it ensures that the system operates. As to who's in charge, well, if we take a very well-known person called or family called the Rothschilds family, they have a number of meetings where they put leather armchairs in a big circle in the main room or the hallway where the big main staircase comes down. And then there's a very special chair which is pushed up against the side. It's on the left-hand side as you go in through the main doors. And that chair then is pulled out and an entity will come through a portal from a fourth dimension, will transfer from the fourth dimension to the third dimension, will take the chair. All the leading families are called and they will all sit in the chair and they will all make a report to this entity on how they're doing in business or how they're doing in politics, whether the agenda that they have agreed is being advanced, what problems they face, and then the entity will give them some instructions and then we'll go. So I guess that's probably near the top of the tree, really.
Are there any groups that are not aligned with this, with the elite agenda, that are attempting to realign the soul's path to the source's intention?
Yes, in fact, they make the majority now, and that wasn't always the case. Until very recently, there have only been one or two humanoid groups who were prepared to take the battle forward. Most alien groups just say they can't be bothered with the planet Earth, they can't be bothered with the people. A view until very recently was that people had brought this on themselves. It was all about free will. And if billions of people allow themselves to be pushed around by just a handful of elite people, well, that's what they're letting themselves be doing. You know, it's their problem. They obviously want to be pushed around and treated like slaves. And that was the view until literally 5, 6, 7 years ago, when it was obvious that we were facing the 2012 shift or change, and all these groups that had sat on the sideline had to decide whether they were for humanity or they were against humanity. And thankfully, and very surprisingly, a large number of them formed a federation or a council or a group and decided that they would take the adjustment to, I don't like to say the war, but they would take an adjustment to balance the books on Earth. And ever since then, we've had situations occur above the planet, on the planet, and under the planet, which have slowly but surely began to bring the scales back to an even keel. So we're talking mainly about humanoid groups that have a connection to Earth humanity through many thousands of years of interaction, and some of them share the same genes that we do, and they couldn't turn their back on it. They really couldn't turn their back on their responsibility. So they are here, and they are attempting to bring some sort of balance to what is otherwise a very reptilian-controlled environment.
That's wonderful news. You mentioned 2012, and that was kind of a turning point for us. Are we continuing to be in major turning points in which we'll see the revealing of the truth behind the curtain, and where the consciousness can be raised to a point where we are not unconscious of our choices to let go of our sovereignty?
That's another fantastic question, Lars. That's a brilliant question. That's a really, really... It just shows your knowledge and your understanding of the topic is really top-notch. 2012 really did happen. I know lots of people think it didn't because we live in a physical world, and they wanted a firework display, or they wanted the ground to open. They wanted some physical sign. And when there was no physical sign, so many people lost heart and said, well, nothing happened. But it did. It really did happen. Because when we think about the other dimensions, we think in terms of frequency and sound and energies. We don't think in terms of physical. And there was a real energetic shift. And I can give people proof of this. Since 2012, every industrialized nation has reported crime figures that have gone down. Every industrialized nation on the planet's crime figures have gone down. What we've seen is that the nasty crimes, the vicious crimes, murders and horrible things like that, they've increased. But every other crime has gone down. So what's happening is the good and the average people are becoming more good, and those that are bad are becoming even more evil. So there's going to be a real dividing line of humanity. There'll be no grey area. You'll either be in one side or the other side. And since 2012, the human consciousness is dividing itself as to which side of the fence you're on. Human consciousness is expanding now at a great rate, and that's why lots of tricks and lies that government have done in the past through all major nations are being found out. And it's because consciousness, human consciousness, won't accept to be lied to anymore. So it's becoming harder and harder and harder for these people in power to pull the wool over ordinary people's eyes. So I'm very hopeful there is a big change. We're on the right timeline. And that's what the Hadron Collider is about, trying to push us off this timeline. And so we're on a good timeline, and I've got my fingers crossed.
For a triple treat, listen to the entire 55-minute interview with Simon Parks.